Typically, clowns don't really speak words. The whole idea is that you can communicate through your body, through your physicality, through your emotions, and then also the kind of weird sounds you make, you know, angry sounds, blah, 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 or like happy, oh yes, kind of sounds. So that helps you kind of communicate what you're trying to say to the audience, and it means it's a lot more simple and naive and childlike. Hi, my name's Emil. I'm from Fear and Love. We found that being a clown was a great way to communicate with an audience member and to engage with an audience in a way that we found theatre wasn't doing for us. So we're just doing the theatre we would like to see, basically.
I'm Chelsea Zeller. I graduated from the Victorian College of the Arts last year as an actor, along with my four other company members, Tristan Barr, Alistair Frierson, Michael Gosden and Emil Freund. We started up this company, Fear and Love, during our second year of training at the VCA, and it was an autonomous project as a response to what we felt like we weren't seeing in theatre.
And what was that? What's missing?
We feel that theatre should be highly interactive. We have a lot of audience participation going on in our shows. We rely on the kind of old style of theatre where the audience is very vocal. When they like something, they applaud it. If they don't like it, they'll make, you know, boos and hisses and whatnot. So we're kind of taking theatre back to its basics. At the heart of clowning is this childlike energy that we sort of really want to harness in our theatre. It's joy, happiness and laughter that we kind of want to see more of, I suppose.
And what makes a clown? I mean, how do you train to become one?
There are many ancient forms of clowning, and we're not completely trained as clowns at VCA. So we wouldn't call ourselves Lecoq trained or, you know, classically trained clowns. We're mainly just a group of five people who are physical performers who find the essence of these clown childlike characters and sort of bring those to life. Ding, 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 ding.
I guess we don't really normally associate clowns with Robinvale. Why are you here?
Well, we're also teaching a series of workshops. So we've been working with the Robinvale P-12 College during the school hours, and we've also got community workshops at night time. And it's basically the purpose of the workshops is that we're exploring with the community that there is a clown in everyone, and everyone is capable of clowning, that finding that childlike, playful, fun, open being that's inside of all of us. And also a way of just sort of confidence building, imagination building kind of exercises, that getting people to step outside of their comfort zone, I suppose.
It's not just Robinvale you've been to, you've been around the traps a little bit.
We have. We've been to Barham, Kundrook area. That was a big success. And we're heading off to Swan Hill next week as well. So doing the same thing there, workshops and performances. So.
And what kind of reception are you getting from these small country towns?
In the schools, a lot of confidence building. And it's been really humbling to see some of the younger people in the community, the younger people in the community kind of transform from, you know, a shy, maybe withdrawn kid. And once they put a nose on or have gone through some of the exercises in the workshop, they're transforming into a completely different version of themselves, really.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay, great.